Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure, as always, to be here with you today. And I am very excited. You know, this year seems to be flying by. I think that's a sign of age. They say when you say that, it's a kind of sign that you're getting older. But it seems like this year is just flying by. And today I have with me John Andrews with the Centennial Institute, and they are getting ready for their sixth annual Western Conservative Summit, and we're getting closer to that time. John, how are you today?
Hey, Beth, good to talk to you. I'm not sure we talked in the new year of 2015. I'm excited about the conservative momentum coming out of 14 into 15, and our conference this summer, to have you as part of it and your listeners as part of it. June will be here before we know it, and I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Well, we just blinked, and it's already February. So the year is flying by, and you're coming right down to the time there in June to have this. Now, I'm pretty excited about it because I'm going to make sure that I get there one way or another. And I'm looking at your list of guests, but I'm also looking at the title of it this year. You've got Your Story, Freedom Alive. You know, everyone has a story.
Absolutely. And stories communicate so much better than facts and figures. And some of us who believe in liberty and limited government and free enterprise, I think, need to learn to do a better job of putting a human face on those things which make human life so much better. Mm. We don't want to just theorize or talk in abstractions. We need to talk about individual people whose lives can be turned around by liberty and limited government and Judeo-Christian moral truth, and the opportunity to rise in the free enterprise system. That's what Western Conservative Summit is all about, a weekend in the summertime in Denver in the shadow of the gorgeous Rocky Mountains, the last weekend in June, June 26, 27, and 28. We're going to talk about freedom coming to life and the stories of countless individuals, and we can count them, actually. We're looking for 4,000, even 5,000 delegates from across the country to this year's Western Conservative Summit.
Well, I'm so excited to know ahead of time. Last year, I'm embarrassed about it, but I didn't find out about it till Wednesday, the week before the event happened that weekend. It was actually one of my listeners that heard about it somewhere else, and she called and said,
"Well, you know, Beth, since we started in 2010, it's been kind of a Colorado specific event, but it's exploded in the last couple of years, and people from many states throughout the Western USA, and people are coming from the East Coast as well." Everybody wants in on Western Conservative Summit, especially with the energy that's flowing right now for people beginning to feel like the Tea Party movement and the revulsion against Obama and some Republican electoral gains are combining to create a terrific opportunity to just take this country back. And wherever people are listening to us this morning, I know I'm talking to you in California, Missouri, but what other states are hearing our conversation?
Oh, we're in Illinois, Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, New Mexico, Texas, Pennsylvania. I mean, they're hearing us all over.
Wonderful. People from all those places ought to take a look at WesternConservativeSummit.com. Think about getting a Friday, Saturday, Sunday experience to hear from Ted Cruz and Bobby Jindal and Sarah Palin and
now, is Scott Walker going to be there?
And say again?
Scott Walker and Alan West.
Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, Alan West, the terrific former Florida congressman. Several of those have been with us before, and some of them are already confirming for 2015, the last weekend in June at the Western Conservative Summit. It is going to be, in many ways, a preview of the 2016 presidential primaries that start a year from now. I say that what we've got going on right now is kind of an invisible primary. Candidates are getting out across the country, getting out through the media, making their message and their appeal known their qualifications to be Obama's successor. Boy, do we need somebody to reclaim honor and integrity and leadership in that White House. And we're going to parade all of them across our stage at the Western Conservative Summit, the Colorado Convention Center, June 26, 27, 28. People who go to westernconservativesummit.com are going to find tickets are wonderfully affordable, especially for folks traveling from a distance, as our listeners would be this morning, to make a trip of it, get a summer excursion to Denver, to the foot of the Rockies. The ticket itself for the Western Conservative Summit on sale for part of February is just $150 for the entire weekend experience. If you're under 30, it's just $75.
Oh, now that's discrimination.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We need to encourage the young people. And, you know, I do feel this energy going out across this nation, and I can feel it on the airwaves. And although there's a lot of negative and there's a lot of unhappy and angry, I feel a positive energy about people saying, you know what, this is my fault. I need to get up and get active. And I feel that coming from the American people right now.
Well, you and I have talked about this, Beth. I enjoy being your guest every few weeks, and I think you and I have found that we have in common a passion for personal responsibility. And we believe as conservatives, as patriots, that freedom is the essence of America. But you and I also know, and we've got enough years on us, you and I have got the maturity to know that freedom isn't free. The price of freedom is personal responsibility that people take upon themselves on their own shoulders, the responsibility to decide wisely. And if you don't like the consequences of your decision, the choice you made, you still have to live with that. You have to pick up the pieces and go on. You can't slough the blame off on somebody else. And the recovery of personal responsibility in America, I actually wrote a book about it called Responsibility Reborn. I think there's a rebirth of responsibility happening in this country that goes even deeper than election victories and political campaigns and contests. And that's what I love about your show. I think every day you're bringing hope and a positive solution-oriented approach to listeners to challenge them. Let's take charge of our own lives. Let's turn this country around, starting in my house, my neighborhood.
And, you know, we know that freedom isn't free. And, John, I know that freedom is never truly won. There's always somebody around the corner that wants to take something you've got. And so you have to be vigilant. You have to be careful. You have to watch out and protect. Protect for yourself, but protect for these future generations. And I think, you know, because I have that maturity, that's where my mind is right now. I'm thinking of my grandchildren. I'm thinking of their children, which will be my great-grandchildren that aren't, you know, they're not really thought of just yet, but they're not that far around the corner. And the future generations of America, because what we have done with being lazy as the Republic and sitting back and allowing some of the things that have happened, the infringements on our liberties, they're the ones going to pay that price. And so it's up to us to try and turn this around.
Yeah, well, there's a young man named Ian Andrews. He just turned 12. He's the light of my life. Fortunately, his parents and he live near us here in Denver, and I see a lot of Ian, and I view every issue that comes up in the news, everything we work on at our Centennial Institute policy think tank, and everything we do for the Western Conservative Summit every summer, I see it through the eyes of Ian and his generation. I want them in the 21st century to have all the opportunities and all the liberties that we've had in the 20th century and then some. But if things don't turn around, I will not have kept faith with that next generation. I couldn't have that on my conscience, Beth Ann.
You know, I have an article here that I was going to talk about later. I know you can't stay the entire show. You can stay through the next segment, though, can't you?
You bet. I'm with you to the bottom of the hour.
Oh, okay. Well, this article is from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and they're announcing that 20% of our children are now on food stamps. And, folks, that's not being responsible to our children, and it's not being responsible in the way of government. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. And John is going to stay with us for one more segment. If you have any questions about the Conservative Summit, the Western Conservative Summit that's coming up, you give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And John and Beth Ann will be right back.
We'll be right back.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with our good friend John Andrews with the Centennial Institute, and they are the ones that put on the Western Conservative Summit every year. This is number 6, so you've been at it for 6 years, and I was curious, you title each one of them, and this year's title is Your Story, Freedom Alive. And I was just going to ask you if you could share how you came up with that story, how you came up with that particular title.
Beth, I've been working in the conservative battle of ideas for over 40 years. Coming out of the Navy as a young man in the early 1970s, I worked on President Nixon's White House staff, and we saw some highs of pushing a conservative agenda at home and abroad and making America stronger in the world. We saw some terrible lows of Nixon ultimately leaving office, resigning in scandal. And for all of these years, through the Nixon and Ford years, the dark days of Jimmy Carter, the great days of Ronald Reagan, I've learned that the theories and the abstractions that some of us focus on from the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, as important as those are not half as powerful to communicate as the story of someone who was the first in her family to go to college, or the story of someone who was able to start a small business and buy out the guy that he was working for and then be creating jobs for his neighbors. Stories. The stories of people who have served in uniform. The stories of Tea Party organizers who have looked around and said, if I don't do something, we're losing this country. I'm going to start volunteering. I'm going to start registering my neighbors to vote. Maybe I'm even going to run for office. That is the essence of how we communicate the conservative message, and that's what Western Conservative Summit this summer is going to be all about, people's stories. We're going to have video booths where you can make a short YouTube piece telling your story. Why am I a conservative? Why do I love freedom? Why do I believe in free enterprise? Mm. Why was I willing to take several years out of my life and serve in uniform? This is what keeps freedom alive. Freedom doesn't keep stay alive with simply abstractions and theories on paper. It stays alive by the stories of hundreds of thousands of American patriots. And we're going to bring all of that to life at the Western Conservative Summit, June 26, 27, 28, in Denver. Tickets are at a discount until February 14th, and I hope folks will go to WesternConservativeSummit.com and take advantage right now of these great prices. Plan that summer weekend at the end of June. Be with us in Denver.
And they're on sale right now for just $150, and that is through the 14th, which is not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, because that's Valentine's Day.
By coincidence, it's Valentine's Day. For you lovelorn freedom fighters out there that are looking for an unusual but an unforgettable gift, plan
to
time
sweetie.
In Denver, June 26, 27, 28, at this wonderful Freedom Weekend.
What an awesome getaway that would be. What an awesome getaway.
Beth, we're doing more and more with talk radio hosts like yourself. And last year, for the first time, we experimented. It was a big success. We have a radio row, just like they have at the Republican National Convention or CPAC in Washington, D.C. later this month. We've got 10, 12, 14 tables in a row, each with a host and microphone and headsets and the communication gear to be back in touch with their studios and consequently with their listeners, interviewing all of our top speakers as they come out of the convention hall. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker. We've invited some that don't necessarily fall that far to the right, but we want to hear what's their message. I hope Chris Christie comes to give his message. I hope Jeb Bush comes to give his message. They're not my first choice for president, but if they're running, we want the Western Conservative Summit to have a chance to size them up, and we're going to be parading all of them past your microphone on Radio Row.
Oh, I'm just so excited. I really am so excited. But you know, those folks that maybe aren't our number one, maybe they need to hear a message. And I mean kindly. I don't mean get in their face ugly. I mean kindly. Sit down. Have a little chat with them. Let them know where your heart is. Let them know where the heart of America is. And they need to start paying attention to the listeners and to the American people. And you know, that's just really exciting. Even if they're not our number one choice, they still need to hear from you. They still need to see you, look you in the eye.
There are some people who have said to me, hey, John, such and such is not conservative enough to attend your summit. You need to make sure the Western Conservative Summit is for people as true blue as, let's say, Ronald Reagan, if he were still with us. I see it a little differently. There's a liberal party and a conservative party, a party more to the left and a party more to the right in America. The Republicans are the party more to the right, the more conservative party. Somebody that wants to be in the Republican Party, help lead the party, help make policy, maybe be our presidential nominee, they need the support of the true blue Reagan conservatives. I want them on the platform. I want them, like you say, interacting one-to-one. Mm-hmm. That's one of the fun things about Western Conservative Summit. It's a big gathering, and yet it's small enough that if you're there with a ticket, you're very likely to be able to chat informally in the hallways with some of these major name speakers that you and I have just been talking about and ask them, hey, why did you take such a position on Common Core or on taxes or on environmental issues or on energy policy? Explain yourself. And the speakers who come, they know that they're going to get grilled that way, and they welcome it. This is old-fashioned town hall, Main Street Square American politics.
You know, one thing that I was talking with my guest yesterday, which was Paul Hamby, and we were talking on the mic and off the mic. I know for a fact that there are registered folks across this great nation, whether they're registered Republicans, registered Democrats, registered Independents, registered Libertarians, whatever it is, that are unhappy with what's going on. And it isn't about being one party or the other. It's about fighting for and standing for liberty and freedom. And we see it slipping away because we've allowed big government to take over. And it's become a cancer. Because it has just absolutely taken over and swept. It's taken away personal sovereignty. It's taken away state sovereignty. And they're nipping away at the Bill of Rights. And I'm not trying to be a radical. I'm just trying to be a realistic person here. We see it happening. But when I say bring America home, it's something like this Western Conservative Summit that'll do it. Come together. Make your voices heard. Listen to what these people have to say if they're in elected positions. Go ahead and get your pep talks. Let's get her done, so to speak. Let's just get her done. Get together. Have a good time. Sit down with a cup of coffee with a buddy up. Make new friends across this nation from sea to shining sea and get it done. We need to come together, and now is the time to do it.
Beth, I think of the 6 years that we've been doing the Western Conservative Summit, it's really the 6 years that America has struggled along with one of the most ill-suited, weakest presidents in 200 and some years, Barack Obama. And yet, the bright side is the Tea Party movement rises up. The Republicans take Congress in 2010. Yes, Obama gets his reelection in 2012. Then the Republicans take the Senate in 2014. Republicans have a record strength in state legislative chambers and in governorships and lots of the states that are listening to you and me this morning. That's the political sign of renewal. I'd say the grassroots sign of renewal, as we were discussing a few minutes ago, is more of a sense of personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. What's going to be done about this Common Core? It's going to be done. Something in my community, something
right.
is going to be done.
Right.
From the bottom up, that's what Western Conservative Summit is seeking to further. That's why it's worth taking the time to get together for a summer weekend in June in Denver, hear from these thought leaders, these political leaders, these people who hope they would be our next president, give them a piece of our mind, do the networking, interact with 100 conservative exhibitors. The opportunity is just terrific, and WesternConservativeSummit.com, the website, discount tickets available through February 14th. It's going to be fun to have you there, and I hope there's a lot of Common Sense Radio listeners there.
Oh, there will be. I have no doubt about it because those tickets are very reasonable. $150 now, that is per individual, and that's still
yeah.
a very good deal because you have all kinds of things going on. You can't go to any other dinner or banquet and meet any one of these people for less than that. You just can't
yeah,
do it.
We're together Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 30 workshops, 20 great speakers, 100 conservative exhibitors in the exhibit area, the networking, different parties and receptions. We're going to actually have a state delegation emphasis this year, so if there's a group of folks from Texas, we're going to throw a separate party for them, and some of the Texas, honestly, ought to be kept separate. But then the same thing could be said of your listeners in Missouri or Iowa or Dakota, wherever they are. This is going to feel like a run-up to the Republican National Convention of 2016.
And we're out of time. We need to get you back on before that deadline, if we can at all, next week. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, 877-895-5410. Thank you, John, so much for being part of us today. And we will see you in June, but we'll see you before then on the radio. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, in the first part of the show, I had John Anders from the Centennial Institute, and they put on a summit, a conservative. They call it the Western Conservative Summit. When it started out, it was just pretty much right there in Colorado. But it has spread throughout the nation. And I am going to be there one way or another this year. I'm going to get myself there. And it's just right now. They've got the tickets reduced. It's a great deal. Friday through Sunday, he said they've got 30 classes going on. They have so many speakers coming in that you need and want to hear. You cannot get an opportunity like this anywhere else at this price. $150 for the whole weekend for that summit. So go ahead and get your tickets. Go check it out at WesternConservativeSummit.com. WesternConservativeSummit.com. And see if you can make way, or send somebody if you can't go yourself. See if you can make way. Now, I had an article that I kind of referred to when I had John on. And this is from the Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation. And they have done so much. They do such good research. And where I may not agree 100% with them on everything, but you know, we're not going to agree 100% on everything. That's not what being a conservative is. I'll tell you what being a conservative is, being an independent person. You don't want the government in charge of you. You want to be sovereign. You're not going to agree with your neighbor 100%. And that's okay. But when we look at a title of an article like this, and we think about what has brought this to happen in this nation, it's scary, friends. Not scary in the fact that you have fear, but maybe shame. Shame that we have gone down this road. 20% of children are on food stamps. And here's how to change it. Now, it goes into this article. I won't read it to you. But the majority of these children that are on food stamps and welfare are from single parents. We've allowed, yes, we've allowed the breakdown of the family. Marriage is no longer sacred in this nation. And we've allowed it to break down. Now, divorce happens. That's just a fact of life. But when they don't marry at all, or the father isn't responsible, or the mother isn't responsible, then these children are left in a single-parent home. That's not good for America, and it's certainly not good for the children. And some of the programs that we have encourage, in fact, it discourages them to marry as far as what they receive monetarily. Penalizes it in the welfare system. So we need to change some of these things and try to bring America home, my friends. Bring America home. We have a caller. We have Dave from Nebraska. Dave, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I just had a couple comments to make.
Okay.
It was kind of refreshing to hear your speaker say, talk about personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. I heard a quote a number of years ago that said, if you tell people to demand their rights, then you'll have riots. And if you tell people about personal responsibility, you'll have revival.
Oh, that's an awesome. That's awesome.
And that quote is held true wherever I've seen it. And then also, you talked about being independent. And I used to have an old poster when I was in college, and it said independence, and it was a definition. It said being totally dependent on God.
Hmm.
Was the definition of being independent.
And do you think maybe, and, you know, I don't want to, we don't want to go to Sunday school right now at this hour, but do you think that maybe we forgot how to rely on God, and that's why we keep turning to the government for help every time we turn around?
I do.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's and responsibility. You know, personal responsibility. So you've got yourself in a tight spot. And you know, as far as the welfare goes, when it started out and you think about somebody just needs help through a hard time, that's fine. Everybody wants to help somebody. But we keep them there. And we don't let them find their way out of that particular slavery and into freedom and independence. They have no self-esteem. They have no way of bettering their lives. And that's not what America's about.
No, in some ways it's kind of a trap, isn't it?
It absolutely is a trap. I don't think the American people saw it coming, but those who put it in place, they did. That's exactly what they wanted. They want the American people to be dependent on the government. That way the government can take more. They got to take it before they can give it, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
You know, bye-bye. You know, it is a It is about personal responsibility. And I can't, I'm not going to say that Beth has been more responsible than the next person, because I'll tell you what, I doubt that I have been as far as watching and paying attention to what's going on and doing something about it. We have got to make those phone calls. We have got to get active in our communities. It has to start at the bottom and work up. John and I are 100% on board with one another in that respect alone, that not alone, but in that respect, that sovereignty and government is supposed to be local. Local. And it trickles back up. Because D.C. is supposed to be the smallest part of our government, not the largest part of our government. They are not supposed to be taking the majority of your paycheck. That was never, ever the way this nation was intended to be. And it certainly isn't freedom, and it certainly doesn't bring independence. Because once they keep taking it, you have to take their grants or their get on their programs. And like we said yesterday, there's nothing harder to get rid of than a temporary government program. And you've seen that in other instances and other institutes as well. Well, I have articles here. I mean, you know, things just coming off of the news just right and left. And I would be bad if I didn't mention, you know, that we have the scandal now with Brian Williams, but we're not going to dwell on that. But I'll tell you what, he fesses up to not telling the truth about something, made himself look better, made himself more puffed up. And I can tell you right now, what you see is what you get with me. I may not get it right every time, but what you see is what you get. I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not. That's just not going to happen. I hope. You know, they say never. You never know what's going to happen around the corner. But first of all, it'd have to be pretty tragic for me to be pretty substantial to get me up in one of those helicopters or something anyway. I have been in a helicopter before. But, you know, integrity. Personal responsibility. At least he fessed up to it. I don't know what brought the confession up. I didn't read the article because I'd seen enough of it. But, you know, there's no need in that. There's absolutely no need. And he had to know as a reporter it was going to come back and bite him later. But we see these things. We see the lack of responsibility and lack of integrity. And I see where the states are suing Obama, and we see where the, you know, this and that. You know, folks, let's get down to business. I have an article here from the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation. Of course, they've written a book on the budget, but they have 106 budget cuts that they think Congress should do right now. So I was going to share those with you. When we come back, your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we, the Republic, are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As we were going into the break, I was telling you I was going to share with you this budget cuts that the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation, is recommending to Congress to do now, to do right now. There's 106 of them. Now, they have written a book. You know, everybody's written a book. And it is about the budget. And the budget book, and it's released by the Heritage Foundation. And I'm not sure where you can go get it, but I get their news. You just sign up for that, and you get them in your emails, or you can go visit their website, the Daily Signal. Well, the budget cuts, it starts out with the national defense. And now there's 106 ways, they say, here to cut the budget. Under the national defense, and I probably won't get a chance to do all these with you, to share all of them, reduce civilian overhead in Department of Defense, $1.2 billion. Cut funding for non-combat related research, that's $135 million. The other one was $1.2 billion. Put commissary subsidies. Cut commissary subsidies. That's $500 million. Close domestic-dependent elementary and secondary schools. $583 million. Reform military compensation. $2.1 billion. Increase use of performance-based logistics. That's $9 billion. Now, I don't even know what some of these do. Maybe you do. Some of these, they're a little bit, you know, well, I understand part of it.
but I'm not quite understanding what all of they are, what all of them are. Focus the Department of Energy's National Nuclear Security Administration spending on weapons programs, because they spend it on other things, and that would be $529 million in a cut. Now, under International Affairs, end funding for the United Nations Development Program, $81 million. End funding for the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, $10 million. Eliminate the U.S. Trade and Development Agency, $56 million. Reform food aid programs, $168 million. Eliminate export-import bank. Now, we've talked about that, $200 million. Eliminate the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, $213 million. Eliminate funding for the United Nations Population Fund, $36 million. General Science, Space, and Technology. Return funding for the Office of Nuclear Physics to fiscal year 2008 levels, $95 million. Return Advanced Scientific Computing Research to fiscal year 2008 levels, that's $85 million. Eliminate the Advanced Research Project Agency Energy, $284 million. Eliminate the Biological and Environmental Research Program, $619 million. Reduce Basic Energy Sciences fundings, and that is $301 million in savings. Eliminate Energy Information Hubs, $24 million. Reduce Fusion Energy Sciences spending to fiscal year 2008 levels, $178 million. Now, you notice they're not doing away with them. They're taking them back to the level they were in 2008. Reduce high energy physics program funding, that's $10 million. Now on energy, and we're going to run out of time here. Eliminate the Advanced Manufacturing Partnership, $183 million. 24 through 25 is eliminating Department of Energy loans and loan guarantees. Eliminate the Office of Electricity Deliverability and Energy Reliability, $150 million. Eliminate the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at $1.93 million. Reduce Office and Fossil Energy funding, $341 million. Reduce funding for the Office of Nuclear Energy, $293 million. Eliminate subsidies for power marketing administrations, $86 million. And 31 through 32, they've got these numbered, so we're not going to get all the way through them. Eliminate the SBIR and STTR programs, $2.746 billion. Auction of assets of the Tennessee Valley Authority, $5 million, $500 million savings in 2025. Now, I'm going to skip over the natural resources and environment. There's a whole bunch of those, and I want to go straight to agriculture. Eliminate the Market Access Program, MAP is what that's called. You've probably heard of it before, $186 million. Repeal the USDA Catfish Inspection Program, and that would save $14 million. Eliminate the Conservation Reserve Program, $2.005 billion. Eliminate the Conservation Technical Assistance Program, $725 million. Eliminate the Rural Business Cooperative Services, $258 million. And eliminate the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage, $4.748 billion in savings. And it goes on with commerce and housing credit. Transportation. Now, we've talked a lot about that the last couple of days, so I know I'm not going to get through all this. Limit Highway Trust Fund spending to the revenue, $17 billion. Phase out the Federal Transit Administration, $2.33 billion. Eliminate grants to National Rail Passengers Service Corporation, $608 million. Close down the Maritime Administration and repeal the Jones Act, $150 million. Eliminate the New Starts Transit Program, $1.972 billion. Privatize the St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. That'll save $32 million. Eliminate the Tiger Grant Program, $609 million. And it goes on. Now, I wonder, when we eliminate all these, What's that going to do the overall budget? Now, they probably explain that in their budget book that they've put out. But I'm telling you, folks, it's time to bring America home. We have chaos in legislature. We have chaos in the bureaucratic departments. Chaos through regulatories, through manipulations, through mandates, through licenses, through permits. You and I have had so much put upon us unnecessarily by our governments. It's time for us to lose patience with them. It's time for us to do something. Do something local. Get involved. See what's happening there. And you know, if you possibly can, get up in June, the last of June, and go to the Western Conservative Summit. What is your story? Make your YouTube story. What is your story? Freedom alive. Why are you where you are? Why do you feel the way you do? And let's come together and bring America home. Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
In the book Plundered, Dr. Michael Kaufman details how progressive ideology has taken over public education, the mainstream media, and America's political institutions. This mess didn't just happen. For the past 100 years, America has been progressing it way downward through ideology and policies contrary to our Christian constitutional foundation set in place by our founding fathers. We've been literally plundered. Before we can take the correct positive action, we must understand the truth of what is happening. I've purchased several of Dr. Kaufman's books, Plundered, so that I can share them with you. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Educating ourselves and those close to us is one of the main steps we must take to bring America home. Purchase the book Plundered today, $22, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. We must arm ourselves with the truth and stop the plunder.